If you win, you're on the podium. The worst you can do is sixth. The best you can do is third. And if you lose, you're done for the year. So,
right off the whistle, Seth Johnson did a shoulder-to-shoulder roll and got an escape. So, score is 3-0 right now with 1:45 left in the second period.
But Teddy is a sophomore, so he's having a great tournament, finishing out a great sophomore year. Both on their feet, locked up, moving around a little bit. Johnson got the first takedown, but he's in underneath of Teddy, but they go off the match.
Yeah, he shot in and had a high single on Teddy, but Teddy had that front headlock on him and just blocked it out. They went off the edge of the mat.
We have four wrestlers in this round. It starts at 9 o'clock and over. It goes pretty fast, all classes. And then at 10:15 will be the semis. We have six at that, starting at that.
Both wrestlers, Johnson is underneath. Pesh has got him in a front headlock here now with an underhook, trying to turn him. Johnson kept his base there, and now he shoots back in on Teddy.
Teddy trying to push that head down and maybe shuck by, but it's called the stop for a stalemate, so they'll come up and continue on their feet. Teddy changes levels, tries to go down, maybe get that ankle pick that the Minnesota wrestlers are so good at. Did not get it, but still trying to get some hand control and find an opening.
Yeah, it seems like the farther along you get in this tournament, they call that stalemate a little quicker, too.
Yep.
I mean, they don't want the kids sitting there just clinging on to something and killing time. They want it moving, so they'll maybe give them, normally it's probably 10 or 15 seconds on a stalemate. Now it's maybe 5 seconds.
It's called again right
yep.
now. And especially in this round because it's only a 5-minute match.
Right. Yeah, they want to see action here. Yep. I mean, that's kind of the purpose of the tournament.
Well, time running out of the second period, and it's still 3-0, Johnson.
Should be Teddy's choice here.
Yep.
See where he goes.
Looks over at the coaches.
Going to go neutral.
Wrestling for Wyndham Mountain Lake, Alex Morgan.
So they go on their feet. Teddy chose both up.
Looks like Austin Devlamic is ready to go way up on mat 4. He'll be wrestling Dylan Rinnegan, from a sophomore from KMS, with a 36-4 record. I don't know what they're waiting for, but
I think they're waiting for the other wrestler to show up. I don't see an opponent out there.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Hiding behind
coaches were there, but we couldn't see him.
Doing something with the headgear,
yeah.
Trying to work on it or something. So,
the same story. Winner advances on, the loser is done for the year.
Over on the Pesh match, we have a little blood. I don't know if he got...
Right away, Austin shoots in just like he did yesterday at this time and gets a takedown, but Rinnegan gets a reversal right back, so it's 2-2. As the first period ends.
The first periods go faster than a minute. I mean, it doesn't seem like they're hardly out there and get a hold of each other, and they're stopping it. Okay, back over on the Pesh mats. They're back ready to resume. 1:23 left on the clock. Teddy is trailing 3-0, yep.
Rinnegan chooses down to start the second period on the Devlamic match. Austin breaks him down, right down to his belly. Rinnegan trying to get up to his base, and Austin breaks him down, traps a leg. He really likes those cradles, and see what he's doing. He's putting a cross face in.
Going to be a warning on Seth Johnson over on the Pesh match. Teddy's pushing him around, but just cannot get inside Johnson. Johnson just keeps blocking him out, and we're going toward the edge of the mat, and so the official warned him for stalling.
Austin doing a good job of riding him, breaking him down, running in, but so far has not had any success in getting some back points, and they go off the mat.
Johnson shoots in with 35 seconds to go on on Pesh in on a single, but no points awarded. The official calls a stalemate. As we mentioned earlier, they don't give them very long on a hold to just hang on. Down to 30 seconds here in the third period.
Once again, off the whistle, Runnigan tries to sit out. Teddy breaks him down. Still, he's really working hard to get that cradle in, but he can't get it. But not a whole lot that Runnigan's doing either. He's trying to get up his base. Every time he does, Teddy breaks him back down.
Pesh and Russian tie, trying to get around again, but he's going to run out of time. Down to 2 seconds. One, and that's the final. So Teddy will lose that round to Seth Johnson, 3-0.
Runnigan has been warned for stalling.
Now getting ready to ref run mat number 8 at 152 pounds. McKinley Bush from Whitestone. That's Ian Frenzel from Whitestone.
He's way down on mat 4. It's hard to see the scoreboard. Well, still 2-2 with a fresh start again. Austin just really working him over to now trying to get an arm bar in there.
Yeah, down to 5 seconds here in the second period.
Well, it'll be his choice to start the third period. Right away, when in the first period, you know, that first period is only a minute. Got that takedown, but he no sooner got awarded the 2 points than Runnigan got a reversal, and that's all the scoring. But Teddy rolled him out for 2 minutes.
Austin chooses down to start the third period.
Austin. Austin up on his feet, working on a standing switch. Runnigan staying with him. Now he breaks away completely and gets the escape, leading now 3-2. He got the initial takedown, so
Austin goes down on one knee and then cups ahead as he shoots in and then takes that far ankle. It just about got an ankle.
Yeah, he's pretty good at there.
Yeah.
That takedown.
The long arms.
Yeah. Changes levels and then goes for that opposite side ankle.
I don't think there's been any warnings for Stallings or anything. So
on Runnigan there has been.
Okay.
Yep.
So Austin, can I just kind of play the game right here? Like we said before, you only got to win by one down here, and
exactly.
He's up by one right now. So.
Yeah.
Trying to shoot in on a low single again, and they're both tied up, break the hold.
They did wrestle KMS Mineola during the season. I don't know if they met or not, but kind of familiar with their styles anyway. So they went off the mat again, get a fresh start in the neutral position. Austin Dvomik ahead, 3-2. Time left, under a minute?
Yeah, 52 seconds.
Okay. There he's in there on that ankle. Yeah,
deep on a high single and got that one ankle turned underneath.
And a stalemate is called.
Not yet. No points yet.
Yep.
There it is. Like we said, they don't give them long. So, yeah, if you're in tight on a leg and nothing's happening, they're going to blow the whistle, get you moving again.
Down to 30 seconds. Austin still ahead by one.
Yeah, just did a little fake shot there, just staying busy.
Yep.
And there he's in on a low single. He just dives right at that ankle and locks onto it.
And basically, all he's got to do is hang onto it and keep moving, which he's moving around a little bit, and the clock is ticking.
Yep.
But another stalemate is called.
Down to 20 seconds.
20 seconds, okay.
Well, Austin's staying busy here. That's all he's got to do. He's made two or three shots here.
He's controlled the match, no question about it. The thing he's got to do is avoid a power move by Runnigan, and he'll be in the medal round.
Runnigan snaps him down and has got Austin in a front headlock, but they go out of bounds, and there's only 2 seconds left in the match. So
he should do it.
Austin's just going to stay very low on this and not let Runnigan get in.
Yep.
That's going to do it.
There it is. He's ahead. He won 4-3, and he'll be in the medal round. We don't know who he wrestles yet. And he will wrestle somebody coming down from the semifinal loser. If he wins that match, he'll be wrestling for third. And if he loses, he'll be wrestling for fifth. So the worst he can do is sixth place.
Yeah,
and the best
he's being on the podium.
Third place. He's on the podium. That's right. We've got two more wrestlers coming up. Elijah Clues from Mortonville we'll just have to watch for him. And then Cole Bungarden in double A coming up at 220 pounds. 243 match number.
Yeah, he's there's a minute and a half left in the third period before the Kloos match.
Okay.
So we'll have a little break here, but not very long.
Paul, if you want to do a commercial break, you can. We've got a minute and a half, and then we'll be back with that. And then we can send it back to you for the Coaches Show as Cole Bungarden will be a little bit later on.
Farmers, are you looking for pallet racking for your shop or maybe a motor for your farm operation? Look no further than Pete's Electric Motor in Mineota. Owner Brandon Peterson has been selling and repairing motors since 1994. Pete's Electric Motor has a large inventory of motors on hand. So for motors, pallet racking, air compressors, store shelving, and other farm accessories, contact Brandon Peterson of Pete's Electric Motor at 507-872-5188. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and located 1.5 miles north of Mineota on County Road 3. Find them on Facebook, Pete's Electric Motor Mineota. We service what we sell. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Look them up at Golden Harvest Corn, NK brand soybeans, or call Ryan Smith at 320-226-1079. Ryan reminds you to always stay safe and wishes everyone the best of luck this season.
Okay, back here at the Xcel Energy Center, Dick Newman and Danny Lee. We're waiting for Elijah Kloos from Ortonville to come up. We believe he's the next person on mat 3. So far, of the four, we have one that's out of the tournament and one that's wrestling in the medal round. And we hope he gets some company. And, of course, later on, starting at 10:15, will be the semifinals, and they're all going to be standing on the podium. So Section 3A and 3AA have performed quite well down here, Danny.
Yeah, they've done well. Like we've said 100 times, this is a tough tournament. Yeah, you see a few kids with some not so great records, but for the most part, mostly kids have probably 20 to 25 wins or more, and that's
all
quite
the way
an accomplishment. So yeah, I think we got Elijah Kloos coming out right now. There was a quick pin on the mat ahead of him, so I believe, yeah, that is him. They got different uniforms for the. This round here, they had a lot of orange in the other one. Most of this uniform is black. So,
and he is wrestling?
He is wrestling Mason Human of Goodhue.
Okay.
A junior, 36-9 record.
Once again, that's a one-minute first period. Kloos a lot taller than the Goodhue wrestler.
Both guys doing a little head fighting and hand fighting here, trying to find that opening, get knock their opponent off balance. Kloos is right out on the edge of the mat, shoots in on a nice high single, right out on the edge of the mat, and the Goodhue wrestler just drags him out of bounds. Nice shot by Kloos there. It was in deep.
We marked a couple times yesterday, Ortonville has had some state entries with the it's been a while since they've had two, you know, and performed quite well down here. But here, wrestler in on a single on Kloos, got that leg way up in the air trying to trip him down. Kloos hopping around on 1 foot, and now the Goodhue wrestler dives at him, and he gets the takedown.
Now they're right out on the edge of the match there. Kloos was trying to get it out of bounds, drag Human out of bounds, but... Human was able to just catch that other ankle and trip him down, and,
yep.
And as soon as you hit the mat and they got both your legs wrapped up, you're going to get your two.
As long as your feet are in bounds, you're going to get those two, yeah.
Off the whistle, Kloos hits a nice little short stand-up and then tries to drop back down into a switch. But there's the end of the first period, like we said, just a one-minute first period, so it goes fast. Kloos is trailing 2-0. Human defers, and Kloos is going to choose down.
Let's see what he does off the whistle. Trying to stand up a little bit, puts that opposite leg out to, so he can stand up. And the video breaks him down to his belly. Working one-on-one.
He was riding hard. He's got his wrist tied up underneath Elijah and cranking on, just stuck the half in on the near side now and really cranking on Elijah, but Elijah's got that leg posted out front and stopping him and blocking it, so they're back to neutral position, or back to a referee's position here.
And once Elijah felt that half come on, he tried to whip him, you know, and little rolling there.
Human tries to tilt Elijah there, just got his arm trapped, and
there he's got him tilted, and he's going to
get at least a two count out of that, I believe, so
two near ball, yep. Now he's working on a tilt again. No points there, a one count, but so he's doing a good job of riding Kloos. Kloos, for the most part, doing a good job of avoiding the big near fall points anyway.
That'd be good to see him score some points here. Trying to take Human over the top, and he actually got caught himself. He was trying to do a little roll. Human blocked it, and now I think he's going to get two more near fall out of that. And he has a near side half on Kloos, and now he switches to a arm bar. Five seconds to go here in the second period. Kloos is trailing.
He's got all his points on back points, two-point back points. He's working on an arm bar, trying to trap that opposite wrist and get out to the side and drive him over. And he does have him over, and then now Kloos kind of rolls him.
Kloos rolled him through, but they're out of bounds, and then it was kind of kept countering each other. Kloos rolled Human over, and then Human rolled Kloos over, but they were 3 feet out of bounds when that all stopped.
And then Human had close flat on his back, but he was way out of bounds. So they broke it for out of bounds. Fresh start here with short time. Kloos tries a roll to get out or get a reversal, and the time runs out. So it'll be Goodhue's choice. Looks at his coaches, and he's going to go neutral. He's going to go on his feet. Nobody got a takedown in the first period.
Right.
And three sets of two-point near falls for the Goodhue wrestler. Oh, Kloos in there with a double underhook, trying to jack him up and get his hips under, and he tries now he's got a headlock, but...
Lost the arm.
Yeah, lost the arm, and they're out of bounds. So
scrambled to get out of bounds. He was in a little bit of a trouble after he missed that headlock. Human was actually pretty close to getting the takedown and sliding out the side there, but... Kloos hung onto that head and just kept hipping him out of bounds, and there Human shoots in on a little duck under, got Kloos up in the air and takes him down for two.
Yeah.
It was kind of a scramble situation when they hit the mat there. The official waited a little while on the awarding of the 2 points for the takedown.
Elijah Kloos had nothing to lose. He initiated the first move and you have to do that. You have to go for broke sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, you expose yourself. Sometimes when you got to push to do things, you expose yourself and can get caught.
Well, just under a minute left in the match, and they went off the mat. So Kloos got another shot here when off the referee's positions.
Just kinda
once again, he sticks that leg out.
Spreads out a far table and tries to roll Human over, but Human just pulled his arm out of there and Kloos rolled right through it.
He's working on a pinning combination, but a one count, but no two count, and
got his arm trapped in there, and something happened. I don't know if that's his arm or what. It kind of got, once in a while when they're rolling like that, get an arm trapped and it gets just stretched, but they're actually looking at an ankle or something here.
Ankle or knee.
Got trapped underneath.
Trainer out there, it looks like the knee there, his right knee, they're having him flex a little bit. Now he sits up. score right now, can't see the scoreboard. What?
8-0 right now.
8-0. And under a minute. Now he's up on his feet.
Hey, kind of grabbed his ankle there a little bit. Looks like he's stepping on it pretty good, though, so I think he'll be able to advance. Yeah, he's ready to go.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
42 seconds left to go here in the third period for Elijah Kluse.
He sticks that ankle out again, and then the Goodyear wrestler goes down and picks it up. Kluse tries to roll again, but the Goodyear wrestler blocks that. And just working on trying to get some arm hand control and arms. He doesn't have to get more back points. He just has to win. But Kluse turns into him, close to getting an escape, and he's awarded. So now he can really go upper body. He has to try. Short time, the tall gal is out there. He tries a throw, and it slips, and the Goodhue wrestler falls right on top of him, and the match is over.
10-1.
10-1. So his senior year and career is over, but he won a couple matches down here. So, yeah, congratulations to him. A fine career for the Ortonville wrestler. Now, I think they're running all Class A right now, so we have to wait till Cole Buttengarn comes up on Class AA. So, Molly, we'll send it back to you. We'll hang up, and when we're back, when we get close to that match for Cole Buttengarn, we'll call back and then put it on right away, and then we're done with this session, and then we'll call back again sometime after that 10 o'clock hour. So back to you at the station, and keep that dial tuned to Q92 for further wrestling action from the Xcel Energy Center.
State wrestling coverage on Q92 with Dick Newman and Danny Lee, brought to you by AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, United Prairie Bank, Heartland Eye Care Centers, Olson Dray Service, Pete's Electric Motor, Prairie Brand Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Prairie Winds Wellness, Dawson Truck Parts, Farmers Co-op Association, Jim's Market in Canby, Dawson Grain Co-op, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Haugen Insurance Agency, Ludvigson Tiling, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers Co-op Elevator of Hanley Falls, Heartland Motor Company, Hot Oil Company, American Surplus. Wrestling brought to you by the Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Minneota Building Center, Jeff Olson Seed, Schulke Agency, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Bottling Company, NAU Country Insurance, United Wrestling Club, Minneota Vet Clinic, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Blackboro Co-op Oil Company. State wrestling coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison, Haslin Construction, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Jenny O Turkey Store, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Tri-County Vet Clinic, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Bank of the West, Minneota, and Norm's Machinery Repair. It's 9:22. Great music for Montevideo, Benson, and Morris on Q92 KLQP-FM.